More than 350 years ago, a fierce and bloody battle took place right here at Philip Hoch. It was fought between General Sir David Leslie's Covenanters and the Marquess of Montrose's Royalist Army of Scotland. Both men were experienced soldiers, having previously fought many battles. The Covenanters were supporters of the Scottish Presbyterian faith, which was under threat from Charles I. Their support came mainly from the Lowlands, where outdoor services, attended by hundreds, were being secretly held in remote glens. As their leaders and ministers were being shot, hanged and imprisoned by the king's soldiers, the faithful continued to try and hide their Presbyterian loyalty away from royalist eyes. The royalists were loyal to the crown and willing to defend the king's rule at any cost. Surprisingly, the Marquess of Montrose had previously fought with distinction as a Covenanter commander, but although he remained a supporter of Presbyterianism, he feared the Covenanters would abolish the monarchy, and his devotion remained firmly with the king. After tasting victory in Kilsyth, many of Montrose's royalist soldiers returned to the Highlands for the harvest. With only 500 foot soldiers, though these were his highly experienced Irish troops, and 1,000 cavalry remaining, Montrose guided his troops south to the Lowlands in the hope of enlisting more men to the king's cause. Meanwhile, the government had withdrawn several thousand experienced troops, who were under General Leslie's command, from its army, which was supporting the parliamentarian cause in England. On hearing of Montrose's whereabouts, Leslie rapidly closed on Sunderland just southeast of Selkirk. Acting as guides, sympathetic locals directed Leslie's mighty army of 700 foot soldiers, 400 dragoons, and nearly 3,000 horse towards the royalist troops, who were blissfully unaware of the threat which shadowed their every move.